The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
Matt, let's start at the very beginning. What was your life like before you started buying rental properties?
Yeah, my life was a lot less fun and interesting than it is now. I was sleeping on my cousin's couch, paying him about $400 a month in rent. Waking up every morning around 5 a.m., taking a train into the city area, working, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day, and then ultimately taking that same train back into town, going to sleep and on that couch and starting my day all over the next day, kind of on an endless loop there of work, wake up early, sleep on the couch and keep it going.
And then flash forward to today. What's your life like today?
Yeah, today I luckily live for free in one of my four units, and I've got much more freedom of time and flexibility in my life.
In the span of just 2 years, Matt went from barely getting by and living on that couch to building a rental portfolio that brings him in $15,000 a month in rental income. On the podcast today, we're going to figure out how Matt got the money to get started, how he built his portfolio, and how much of that $15,000 he actually keeps every month after all of his expenses. Joining us on the show today from Phillipsburg, New Jersey, is Matt Amiable. We'll take a really quick break to thank our sponsors. We'll come right back and we'll talk to Matt. If you're looking for a quick and easy way to finance a rental property, reach out to Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. She has a loan program where she only cares about your deal. She doesn't need to see your pay stubs, your bank statements, or your tax returns. The only thing she's going to look at is the deal. She wants to know, does the property cash flow? If it does, she'll give you a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Now, the rates are going to be a little bit higher than a full-doc loan, but it's still a great deal. She can close quickly, and there's no hassle. If you want to learn more, reach out to Chaley personally at ridgelendinggroup.com. That's RIDGE, lendinggroup.com, NMLS 42056. A good deal on a rental property isn't going to last very long. To win properties today, you need to move quickly when a deal comes on the market, but it takes time to analyze a property. I want to let you know about an app where you can analyze deals on your phone in seconds. It's called Ask Rick. That's R-I-C for Rental Income Calculator. You can analyze a deal with the push of a button. You can figure out the rent, your mortgage payment, your expenses, and figure out the cash flow. If the numbers make sense, you can make an offer right there on the app, or you can send a calendar invite to your agent to see the property in person. Ask Rick is currently offering a free 7-day trial. Just search for Ask Rick in the App Store or go to Just Ask Rick. That's R-I-C. JustAskRick.com.
Rental Income Podcast.
Matt, so it sounds like you've done a lot in 2 years. Let's talk about your portfolio real quick. Tell me about your rentals.
Yeah, sure. So I've got 6 properties at this point split between New Jersey and Pennsylvania, mostly small multifamily. I have a 4-unit house hack. That was my first purchase. I have, and that's in New Jersey. I have 2 duplexes in New Jersey and a single family as well. And then over in Pennsylvania, I have a 4-unit and a 3-unit property over there.
Now, 2 years ago, you were living on a couch, and I assume you were doing that because you probably didn't have much money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get the money to go from living in the couch to having this portfolio? Like, how did you do that?
Yeah, so I really started learning about money and how I can get into a better financial position, because money was the issue there. And Ended up switching jobs, increasing my income, and all the while taking a very keen look at my expenses to make sure I'm not spending money in any silly areas. And, you know, I just kept saving and saving until I could buy one.
Okay, so you increased your income and then you would save that money and that was your down payment to get into your first property?
Yeah, that's correct.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's take a look at some numbers real quick. And then, you know, I want to talk more about your portfolio because I think you've really been smart about the way you put this together. But how much gross rent do you bring in for all of your rentals?
Brings in $15,000 on a monthly basis.
Okay. So now let's go through your expenses. So you've got your mortgages, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. How much does that come out to be?
That comes out to $8,200 okay. monthly.
Now, for repairs, maintenance, vacancy, how do you account for all that?
So I typically put 10% for repairs and maintenance, and that's 10% of the monthly gross rent. And I put 10% for vacancies as well.
Okay. Do you have, I mean, I know you've only been at this for 2 years, but have you had much vacancy?
Yeah, that's funny. New Jersey is a very, very high demand area, and we had a huge migration from New York. So we really don't, I haven't run into any vacancy whatsoever, actually.
Okay. So you're putting that money aside in case you need it, whether it's to cover the mortgages or for repairs, like you're just, are you just kind of putting that money into a savings account?
Yep.
Okay. So 20% off the top. So that's about $3,000 a month.
Correct.
That you're putting aside. Okay. So $15,000 in rent. You have your mortgages of $8,200. You're saving $3,000 a month. So that leaves you about $3,800. Left over every month. And what are you doing with that cash every month?
Doing the same thing that I learned how to do when I bought my first property, just saving it and getting it ready to invest into the next one.
Okay, so now you've got this machine that's just generating cash every month, and you're just saving up for down payments to continue to add to your portfolio.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love it. Now, let's talk about your first deal, because I think this is pretty cool. So you're doing a house hack now, and mm-hmm. that was your very first property. What made you do a house hack instead of just buying a regular rental for your first property?
Yeah, I really wanted to ultimately live for free. I took a look also at Maslow's hierarchy. At the bottom of that triangle, there's food, shelter, and water. Those are your big needs. And I found that a house hack could help me to fulfill all those needs.
Yeah. I mean, it's really smart. I mean, when you think housing is really everyone's biggest expense, it's, you know, most people spend about 30% of their money on housing. So not having a rent or a mortgage payment, you've really just given yourself a 30% raise.
Yeah. And that's how I look at it too, right? Whatever I'm saving on housing is also part of my cash flow, because if I wasn't saving that, I'd be spending it somewhere else or living on a couch or on my mom's, you know, sleeping in my mom's house.
Sure. Okay. So you've got the $3,800, and then are you able to save money from your job too?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
The $3,800 actually, and I mean, you could look at money from either side, but the $3,800, I can live off of that monthly.
Okay.
I could if especially since I don't pay housing.
Right. Right.
And
yeah.
So everything else just kind of goes into a bank account.
Awesome. All right. So that first deal you did was a house hack. Did the property need much work?
Yeah, the property needed a full gut, $115,000 full gut renovation.
Now, how did you come up with $115,000? Because I'm just thinking, all right, you know, if you're saving money from your job, That's a big amount of money to come up with. How did you get the money for that?
Yeah, it's actually a really great question. I didn't come up with any of that money, actually. There's a really powerful loan offering called the FHA 203K loan. So it's an FHA construction loan. And basically for 3.5% down, I was able to purchase the property, as well as roll in the $115,000 of renovation costs into the loan.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's a great program, a great way to go. So what was your actual cash that you needed to close on that loan?
I needed $28,000 to close on this loan.
And now you've got a property that's fully rehabbed, and the property is paying for itself, right? Are you having to put in any money at all, or are the rents totally covering the mortgage payment?
No, the rents cover. So I live here free. Obviously, the rents are $3,400 with me living here, and my principal, interest, taxes, and insurance every month are $1,965. So there's about $1,400 on top.
Well done. Well done. Yeah. Well, that's great. All right. So you got that property done. And then what was your next deal after that?
So my next deal was actually on the same exact street where my four family is. It was a duplex right down the road.
Okay. Did that property need work too?
Property actually did not need any work whatsoever, and it already had tenants in it, Section 8 tenants, so guaranteed rent. And yeah, it was a nice and easy. All I needed to do was bring money to close.
You know, a lot of times I think that's the easier way to go. I mean, personally, I love buying properties like that already have tenants in place that are rehabbed. There's just not much to it. I mean, you find the deal, you close on it, you start getting paid. So comparing that, like comparing a property that was ready to go with a property that you had to spend $100,000 on a rehab, what do you prefer? Like, what do you think is a better way to go?
Oh my goodness. I would say that the having tenants there is so much easier. It's nice to buy a property and then day one you have money coming in.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
But I think there's advocates for both sides as well. Like, if I knew exactly how to do my renovation, I probably could have gotten it done in 3 months, not a year and a half. So I think there's pluses and minuses to both sides, but yeah, the fully occupied right when you buy it is much easier.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like the upside to buying a property that you're going to rehab is you can create a ton of equity by fixing the property up. So when you did your first property that you fixed up, did you create a lot of equity by doing that?
Yeah. So my loan, which again included renovation costs and the acquisition of the property, is at $262,000. And the valuation of the property is around $370,000 right now.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's the upside. Now, going through a rehab for a year and a half, did it really need to take that long? Or do you think some of it was that you were brand new at this and you were trying to figure things out?
Yeah. It's honestly being brand new. I had no idea what to expect, how to manage people, who I need to contact, the inspectors I need to have come. There's so many different learning lessons on that first deal, first big renovation. So it could have taken me only 3 months, probably, maybe even less with the knowledge that I have now.
So would you do it again? Like, knowing what you know and seeing that it took a year and a half, and you know, it's like a year and a half, you've got carrying costs. You know, it's like there's a lot of expenses for a property that you're just sitting there to have a property sitting there for that long. Would you do it again? Like, knowing what you know now?
I would do it all over again a thousand different times. And that is me speaking from hindsight. Hindsight's 2020. I'm sitting here living for free, making $1,400 a month on this place. And, I love this asset that I created.
All right. So for your other properties, are you putting down 20%?
No. So I'm actually buying those other properties. I think every single property now that I've bought, I've only had to put down 10% on the acquisition side. I pay 8.5%, which is very high. But I only have to put 10% down. I can close very quickly on loans. And now that I can close very quickly on my loans, I can actually get much higher discounts on properties. So when I get these higher discounts, I'm able to refinance out of this high interest debt very quickly into long-term debt.
Okay, so you're putting down 10%, and is that basically because you're buying properties so much under market value?
Yeah. I would attribute that to it almost fully. Yep.
Okay, so you're buying the property under market value. You're using hard money to buy the property, and then when you refi with your long-term financing, that 20% is there because the property has gone up in value.
That's correct.
Okay. You know, maybe let's walk through that, because I think that's a real interesting concept. Can we walk through one of the deals that you've done just to make sure people understand? Because I think this is a really creative way to basically invent equity out of thin air. So for one of the properties that you bought using hard money, how much did you pay for the property?
So this is my first duplex right down the street from my fourplex. I paid $160,000 purchase price.
Okay. And that was the property that didn't need any work?
Correct.
Okay. So you used hard money to buy that property, and mm-hmm. then you got a refinance done. So mm-hmm. when the bank refinanced it, how much was the property worth?
$220,000.
Okay, so that house that's worth $220,000, you bought for $160,000. So mm-hmm. that $60,000 spread there, that basically became your down payment.
That is correct.
That's awesome. I really love what Matt's doing. I think he's on a great path, and I have no doubt he's going to be really successful as he continues to build out his rental portfolio. There's two things that he did early on that I think were really critical to his success, and I just wanted to point them out real quick. But the first thing he did that was really right is that when he got the new job and started making more money, he didn't up his lifestyle and spend that money. And I think it's just human nature that as we make more money, we want to up our lifestyle a little bit and have nicer things. And Matt resisted that urge. He put that money aside and he used that as the down payment to buy the fourplex. And the other thing that he did that was really smart was buying the fourplex, that he found a property that he could live for free and make $1,400 a month, plus create all that equity by fixing the property up. I mean, that was just a home run for a first deal. And I think the combination now of living for free, making $1,400 a month, plus the rental income from his other units, he said that that's enough money for him to live on today. And I think if Matt can really stick to that and live off of his rental income and save all of his W-2 income and use that to invest in more properties, I don't see how he isn't going to be a multimillionaire someday. I think he is on the right path, and I'm just happy to see that he's done so much in just 2 years. So congratulations, Matt. I really, really love what you're doing. If Matt inspired you and you're ready to buy your first property or you want to add to your portfolio, the lender that I recommend is our sponsor today. It's Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. Chailey is a nationwide lender, and her specialty is helping investors finance rental properties. She has a ton of different loan programs, and she can find something customized to you for your situation. If you want to find out more or you want to set up a time to talk to Chailey personally, just go to RidgeLendingGroup.com. That's R-I-D-G-E, LendingGroup.com, NMLS 42056. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. Make sure you subscribe or follow the show. We put out new interviews every single Tuesday, and if you follow or subscribe, you'll get notified as soon as they come out. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.